Welcome to the Today's Leader podcast. Building tomorrow's best leaders, today.
Way to go, guys. Way to go. Keep it going. Good job, guys. All right, Paul, I see you.
Finish up. Let's go.
And it's my pleasure to welcome to the Today's Leader podcast, Building Tomorrow's Best Leaders Today, the author of Unstoppable, the 7 Universal Laws That Will Transform How You Pursue and Achieve Success. Please welcome Ralph Graves Jr.
Hi, everybody. Tony, it's so wonderful. It's great to be on your show. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure, Ralph. And as we were just talking off air, you've got an interesting backstory, so let's hear the Ralph Graves Jr. story.
Oh man, you know it's an old story. It's what, 54 years old now. It's an old story, but born and raised in South Jersey, over here in the state, South Jersey, and grew up. I was son of a pastor. In fact, I'm a pastor now myself. But along the way, spent 20 years in law enforcement. I'm a retired police officer. Retired as a sergeant. I was on one of the toughest cities in the U.S. at that time, and saw a lot of things. And I'm married, 3 children, 3 grandchildren. I'm married to a beautiful woman who's a nurse practitioner. So we were high school sweethearts. So that's in a nutshell. Became involved in leadership. You and I are alums of the JMT, John Maxwell team, which I learned about John Maxwell while sitting in the police car and just start reading leadership books and leadership books and leadership books, I decided it's something I wanted to be a part of. I jumped in it, and with about maybe 5 or 10 years left before I retired. It really helped me in my job, but that's it. I got plenty of stories from the street, but
yeah, I think it's always a real positive experience whenever I meet another one of the Maxwell leadership coaches. And we've met a couple now on the show, which is always positive. And everyone's got their own John story, how they gravitated towards John. You were reading John in the police car. My story's a little less glamorous. I picked up one of John's books in a bargain basement bin. It was Leadership Gold, and I think it was like $2. And at that time in my career, I was looking for something because there was something missing in my career. So I found it in this bargain basement for $2, and I read it cover to cover within a week, and I was just blown away by the simplicity of how he communicates the message. The message is deep.
Yeah.
The way he communicates resonates. So that got me into reading more and more about John. And then in 2013, I joined the team. So
He writes page turners. He writes page turners. He does.
So tell me about Unstoppable. So what brought about the book, and why did you write it?
Well, Unstoppable, I didn't waste my time those 20 years out on the street. I noticed a lot of things. And I noticed that no matter who you were, no matter what walk of life, no matter what relationship or religion you practice, Christian, non-Christian, Catholic, there were certain universal laws in play for all of us. Now, there are hundreds of these laws. And I wrote a book just about 7 of them. And when I say universal laws, I tell people, like gravity. Gravity is a universal law. I had to kind of tell some folks, they're like, oh, you're writing about universal laws. I said, no, gravity is one. If a Christian or a non-Christian stands on top of a building and jump off, the Christian's not going to grow wings. Okay. He's going to have to respect gravity like everyone else.
Yeah.
I wrote about these 7 universal laws that I saw applied, and ones that were really low hanging fruit for me, that I saw people applying in their lives. And the fruit that they were able to bear just because they learned how to operate within these universal laws that are put in place for all of us. It doesn't matter who you are. It has nothing to do with your education. Nothing has nothing to do with who you are. You need to respect and learn how to operate within these universal laws. Yeah. So
yeah,
I thought it was important to put out there.
And I like the concept that you also speak to is that you recognize the greatness in everyone that you meet.
Yes.
So where did that come from? Because sometimes that's really challenging, Ralph, to recognize greatness in someone else, especially when they may be doing wrong or harming us in some way, shape or form, whether it's mentally, physically, emotionally. What's the mindset shift to be able to see that greatness?
I think you have to be intentional.
You
have to learn. You have to try to see something from a different perspective that you see it from. And it is intentional, and it's hard, and it's difficult. But you have to be intentional about it and understand that we are all created by one creator. We're not here by happenstance. It's not a mistake that we're here, but just so many of us fail to find out why it is we are here. All of us are created beautiful. The first thing, you know, a baby laughs before it does anything else. Before it can talk, it smiles. Before it can, so it's beautiful. And so we're beautiful. And so, but a lot of folks just don't take the time out for developing themselves, developing leaders around them. And so, you know, a lot of the people that I had to deal with, and not all the people, I dealt with some fantastic people, but they just didn't spend enough time on themselves, and you can get caught up in the wash, as we say, and you let life live you instead of you living life.
So let's dive in more into the seven universal laws that help make you unstoppable. Let's share some examples. What are the seven universal laws that we can dive into when you read your book?
I'm going to give it to you in the order of the chapters in my book. I'm going to give it to you. It's the law of control. They're all tried and true. The law of control, the law of intelligent practice, the law of mental equivalency, the law of expectation, the law of reciprocity, which is probably my favorite, the law of habit, the law of forgiveness, which is probably, I saved that for the last chapter because it's the most crucial, that law of forgiveness. And there are more, there are many more, but those are the seven. Those are the seven. Law of control, law of intelligence.
And they utilizing those laws or bringing those laws into life in our lives is what can make us unstoppable.
Correct. So, that's correct.
So walk me through control, the law of control. I'm sort of picturing a micromanager there who's trying to control other people. Is that what the law is about?
That's just the opposite. The law of control states that I really can't help what happened to me, but I can control how I respond to it. I can control my response. It's the law of control. I can determine to stay there in the offense, or I can begin to mount my comeback, but I'm in control of that. It's the law of control. I can't control what's been said. I can't control what's been done. I can't control how people feel, but I can only control my response to any given situation.
So that's beautiful, and a message that's much needed just in itself, because so many people are looking to judge, to excuse themselves through other people's behaviors, and the application of values on people from other people is something that gives people an out or an excuse to, in not leading what could be described as their best life or a better life. We just get caught up in this whirlwind of excuses. And I sort of call it the why loop nowadays, because we tend to just say, why did that person do that to me? Why did I join that company? Why? And we just get caught up in this loop, and we never move forward because we're so busy looking for the answer with other people than within ourselves.
Yeah. So you're in total control of that. And you are 100% correct. You are in total control of reaching your goals and reaching your destiny. You control that. You control that. you control that. Yeah.
So if someone's moving from a life that hasn't been unstoppable, or that they feel they haven't put their best feet forward, where, apart from reading Unstoppable, your book, what's some of the practical steps that they can put into place?
The first step is making a decision that once I make the decision that I'm going to move forward. So you made a decision. A lot of people make the decision, but they stop there. You can't stop at making the decision. You have to now take action. You have to take massive action in the little things. Not massive action in the large things, massive actions in the things, again, that I can control this day that'll get me above my feet, making the phone call. I've decided that I'm going to, shore up or get better in this area. So now I made a decision. Now let me begin to take action. Might be phone calls, might have to be made. I don't know, some posting or blogging, whatever it is. Now it's time to begin to take action. What's the decision? And you'd be surprised, or maybe you're not surprised. So you've been coaching a long time. A lot of people make decisions and then they never take any action.
A lot of people put a plan into place and think that, or sorry, compile a plan and think that that's where it ends. And I like the concept of the little things, because it is the little things that transform people's lives. It is getting up at a set time every day and not hitting the snooze button. It is getting out there and going for a walk. It is about eating right and drinking right. And it is about, just the little things. It's about that intentionality when we speak with people. It's about not allowing our emotions to get to a stage that they bubble over and we do something. And we always do something that we regret. So,
It's the little things compounded over time. Just keep doing them. Compounded over time. They make for a great life. I'm a man of faith. And we pray, we call the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread. Lord, give me whatever I need to make it today, whether it be wisdom, whatever it is. The Lord said, I'm going to give you the daily bread, but you have to bake it. I'm going to give you bread, but you have to cook it, Ralph. You have to cook it, Tony. I'm going to give you. So it's taking the action, that'll really begin to catapult you into this unstoppable life that you are destined to live, an unstoppable lifestyle. And it doesn't, I know, some tragedy has occurred in people's lives, probably unthinkable things. But none of these things came to destroy you. The fact that you made it, you have now made it through the worst day of your life, you're still here. It's time now to be unstoppable.
I liken it to, there was a book that I, in all honesty, I haven't finished yet, and it's an interview with the devil. It's part of the Napoleon Hill range, and in that the devil describes what a drifter is, a person that's drifting through life, and when you read that description you're sort of thinking, well, that bit's me and that bit's me and that bit's me, and but so many people do drift through life, unfortunately, and life is what happens to us as opposed to the intentionality that we can create. What did you learn being a police officer in Camden, New Jersey, so that helped you in your quest in what it is that you do now?
We're all the same. Opportunities may have been presented different. We may have come out of different households, different education levels, but when you get down to it, we are the same. The human experience, we all want the same things. What's that? Food, shelter, and clothing. You can differentiate amongst those things, but we are all hungering and thirsting for the same thing, and that is something just beyond our reach. I found that about everybody I came in contact with. Everybody.
Where does social connection fit in with the universal laws of being connected to, whether it's family, a faith community, or a work? Where does connection fit in?
It's huge. It fits in because you need to, and we hear a lot, we hear these buzzwords today, frequency, vibrations, you can call it whatever you want to call it. You need to be around like-minded people that are moving in the same direction that you're moving in. once you discover, however you discover it, that you're in the wrong company, quickly, as fast as you can, get out of that company. Mm. It doesn't mean you don't like them. It doesn't mean you don't love them. It just means that this is not the tribe that's heading in the same direction. And when I say tribe, yeah. I mean being tribal. But this is not; these are not folks that are moving in the same direction that I'm going into. So it's you can't. No one's an island. You can't get there by yourself. You can't get there by yourself. You need a network of people from all walks of life.
Yeah.
What if, if I only hung with people or associated people that look like me, thought like me, talk like me, it would be boring. It'd be boring. I need people who look different, think different.
Yeah.
But we're moving in the same direction. We can have spirited conversation and still really respect one another, probably grow to love one another. So that social connection is huge in this road to success. In this, and I want to take it a little further than just saying success. In this road to reaching your full potential. Yeah. It's my desire that we all reach our full potential, whatever that is for you, whatever that is for me. Yeah.
Yep. It's and in a world that seems to be hijacked by agendas and, you know, political speak, and you're either on that side or the other side. Some of those clear messages that you just sent of love and respect for all, I think is just gets missed in the hijacked conversation.
It does. You know, I had this conversation with my wife yesterday. Matter of fact, she brought it up. If you watch too much of the news cycle, you will be making decisions based in and rooted in fear and anxiety. And too many people, news cycle after news cycle, social feed after social feed. Listen, I hope you guys listening are monitoring that. You'll begin to make decisions based or rooted in your anxiety and fear.
Yeah.
And that's a hard way to live.
Yeah. At the time of this interview, we're just going through our federal election campaign here in Australia. And the political advertising just... it irritates me because it's not based on aspiration or inspiration or even visionary. All it is about cutting the other side down.
Yeah.
And that just does not set a great example for people who are wanting to succeed, whether it's in life, within their corporate career, or even in their own business. Yeah. We've got to provide hope and encouragement to people.
We have to. These past couple years, it has been the great divide. Everybody's divided over everything. You name it. But if we're going to make it as a human race and reach our full potential, we have to come together on some things. But that social connection, going back to the original question, is a major piece in the universal laws.
How does a leader apply those universal laws into his leadership career? So let's say we've got a middle manager there within a corporation who wants to take the next step, has been overlooked, overseen, for whatever reasons. How can they utilize, the Unstoppable Book, the 7 Universal Laws, to help them transform their leadership and get to the next level?
You know, they have to check their habits. We write the law of habit. You have to really understand what habits are. Maybe they need to develop new ones. You know, I tell people it's not, you could say I'm going to quit doing this. That's not good enough. If I move something out of my life, I have to automatically move something good into it. You know, if I'm going to, you know the story. If I'm going to take a sofa out of my house and put it in the garage, if I don't hurry up and buy the new sofa, that old sofa is coming right back to where it used to be. Mm. And so, you know, when we talk about developing habits, the old ones must be replaced. The bad ones must be replaced with good ones. Maybe that middle manager needs to look at that some habits. Maybe they need to look at the law of expectation. Are they working diligently enough and expecting their work to... not so much be noticed, but their work to be impactful. And if it is. If it's not, maybe they didn't have a greater expectation on themselves as far as I might need to do something beyond where I am. You know, I might have to step out on my own. And so these laws can transform lives within a company, outside of a company. You know, these universal laws have taken middle managers and turned them from managers into leaders.
That's a big step for a lot of people to move from the management world, the world that I see is process and systems,
right,
which every leader should have some grasp on process and systems, into a leader of people and a leader that people follow. So, which is a great segue into who's been that inspirational leader that's supported you or inspired you during your journey, Ralph?
My father, who was deceased, he passed last year, two years ago. And I praise God. He lived a ripe old age. He's in his 80s, almost 90. And my entire life, you know, I come from a close-knit family. My father was inspiring me and my brother along the way. And he's my biggest inspiration, without a doubt. A man I've never met, and I hope my book does this for people. You can be inspired and mentored by people you never meet by reading their book. Of course, John Maxwell's one, but the major one before John Maxwell was a guy by the name of Dr. Dennis Kimbrough. Dr. Dennis Kimbrough out of Georgia, Clark Atlanta University here in the U.S. in Georgia, he wrote a book called What Makes the Great Great. And I'm telling you, that changed, outside of the Bible, that changed the course of my life. And I hope someone can say that about Unstoppable as well.
Excellent. Great story. What about failure? So, and you would have seen this firsthand on the streets of Camden, that some people hit failure or believe that they've failed and that they stop and they fall over and they accept the circumstances. Tell me about your relationship with failure.
Let me tell you about failure, and I are great friends. failure is like a old friend of mine, you know. Failure, it's not fatal. Failure, you learn so much in it. I mean, if you haven't failed, I'm not sure you're properly maturing. Failure is part of the maturation process. I failed seventh grade in elementary school. Seventh grade. Who fails seventh grade? I didn't apply myself. I thought, you know, whatever. I failed it. And at the time, oh, it's the end of the world, you know. But you learn so much. You learn so much with failure. And I'm telling anybody who might be experiencing failure, welcome it. Okay, fail. Go back to the drawing board. See what you learned. Yeah. See how you matured. And get back in it. You know, failure produces, hopefully it produces resilience and persistence in you, and resilience. And you have to stay at it. Yeah, you just have to stay at it.
There's some unintended positive consequences every time we treat failure in the right way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that development of persistence and determination can certainly be part of it. So, hey, Ralph, what's the vision?
Let me say this too about failure. If you're not failing, to me, you're not trying. You ought to try something that, if it works, it'll blow everyone's mind. If it don't, you just fail at it. If you're not failing, you're not trying. You're not trying.
I interviewed Max Story, another Maxwell leadership coach, on the podcast, and when I first started doing interviews, and it always stood out to me. He said, when you're watching a baby learn to walk, you don't sit back and think, look at that baby failing to walk. Because that's what's happening in our lives every single day. We're telling ourselves, I'm failing at this, I'm doing. No, you're learning to do it. You're learning to do it. And it was a really positive experience. Yeah. Hey, what's the vision, Ralph? What's happening? What do you aim for in the future?
Oh, what I aim for in the future, man, I am really working. I'm saying every day that I'm in the process of building a multi-million-dollar speaking business, and we're working hard at it, and we're doing it, and when I say speaking, transformational, and training, and really, really getting, helping people to reach their full potential, and so that's the vision, that's what we're working on, That's what we're working on. I want to get into the conferences. I want to get into, you know, back before the world closed, I was doing a lot of events, and I you know, got to do some training and some speaking to some phenomenal people. And I just would really want to get back at that. So that's the vision.
That's the vision, impacting people through a speaking business. Fantastic. Ralph, how can people connect with you?
I am everywhere. LinkedIn. My website is ralphgravesjr.com. You can email me at ralph@ralphgravesjr.com. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. Wherever there's a platform, Ralph Graves Jr. is there. You get my book off of Amazon. You get off my website. Completely accessible to you. I do respond to my emails. And not a team member, even though I have team members. I personally respond. We can link up for a phone call, but if any way that I can serve you in any sort of way, please reach out to me, and I will certainly see if we can make it happen.
Excellent. And I'll have as many of those links as I can in the show notes so that people can connect with you. Ralph, thank you so much for your time today, and thank you for adding value to today's leaders.
Thank you so much for having me, and hopefully one day I get over there in Australia. I'm trying. That's it's on my bucket list. So I gotta get over there.
Oh, we'd more than welcome you, Ralph. Hopefully I'll see you.
Yes, sir.
If you're looking to build better leadership skills, check out the Today's Leader website at todaysleader.com.au. We really are driving a leadership revolution to build tomorrow's best leaders today. Today's Leader is a collective, the mindset to make a difference, the ability to create an impact. Think and Grow Business hosts our Today's Leader Mastermind. Think and Grow Business, where we focus on personal, professional, and business growth. Book your free 30-minute discovery call right from the homepage at thinkandgrowbusiness.com.au. Don't forget, wherever you are standing stronger, braver, and wiser. Don't forget the golden rule. Don't be an arsehole. I'll see you all again next week. Bye for now.